Good to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity to share the faith and worship and also Bible study with the congregation here. As Larry mentioned, I feel a special connection having been involved in his training and involved in God's call to him also to serve you here. And I rejoice to know that he's been able to be a real blessing to this congregation and continues to be. Our scripture for our reflections on this All Saints Sunday is the scripture from the book of Revelation, our first reading, verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders asked me, "These in wide robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Dear fellow believers, who are the saints? If you went out on the street of Albany, Corvallis, Portland, and you asked that question, who are the saints? I suspect the first answer might be, well, the New Orleans Saints, of course. Football being a big thing, close to religion in our country these days. But, of course, that's not the right answer from our perspective. So I'd like to take a little different angle at it. We just had Halloween. How many of you enjoy Halloween with the kids coming in with their costumes and so on? Okay, a few of you do, maybe a lot of you, not so much. But have you ever stopped to think why the kids are dressed in these ghoulish, goblin-type outfits or skeletons are hanging around? You know why that's the case? It's because we're thinking on Halloween about the dead. Halloween is hallowed even, or hallowed evening, the evening before All Saints. And when we think about the saints, particularly those who have passed on, we think about dead people. And that's why you get these associated pictures of the dead, bones, goblins, and ghosts that are associated with the dead or the hereafter, okay? But interestingly enough, in our text, All Saints Day, or the Eve of All Saints, is not pictured with skeletons. It's pictured with people in white robes. So next question. You know why I, Pastor Larry, and others who are pastors and lead worship are dressed in white? All Saints Day, exactly. It's from this scripture. We don't just wear them white on All Saints, we wear them all year because as leaders of worship and representatives of all of us before God, before the altar of God, we cover the colors of our clothing. We cover, at least symbolically, all of our sins, and we say that we are made white because of the Lamb who has cleansed us, okay? Again, a little different angle. How many of you have had a white blouse or a white shirt or a white outfit that somehow got stains on it? You spilled your spaghetti or whatever. Had that happen? Sure. And what do? You bleach it, right? You bleach out the stains so that it goes back to pure white. To change the image a little bit, Christ is the bleach. His blood, if you will, is the bleach that cleans away the stains of our sins. And so, unlike the chemical bleach, his was his own life that died on the cross for you and me. And Revelation says, because of what he did, because of him offering his life, shedding his blood, and rising again, you and I are those who are privileged to wear the robes. All of those who are saints are privileged to wear the white robes. So again, the question, who are the saints? Sinners. Now that sounds sort of odd, maybe, but yes, the sinners are the saints. Not the New Orleans saints, but the saints of God. Sinners are the people who are human, who are like you and me, broken, weak, have our failings, our inadequacies, times we do very hurtful things, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes very intentionally to one another. Those are the sinners. Our temptation, and I think that's part of the difficulty when we think about saints, is we tend to measure sins. Our temptation is to say, well, some sins are worse than others. If you tell a white lie about where you got that dress or where you were after work, that's not the same as someone who is a convicted murderer, right? We say, well, you know, we're better than they are. We may not be perfect, but at least we don't look as bad as that, okay? I'd like you to think with me about two people who are trying to jump over a chasm, okay? There's this chasm, deep, and they're on one side, and they're trying to jump over the chasm to get to the other side. The first one who tries to jump is in very good shape. She's been working out. She gets a good long run, and she gets almost all the way over. Her name is Mother Teresa. There's another contestant who's trying to jump over, and he's, frankly, a fat slob. He hasn't worked out in years. He's in terrible shape, and he kind of waddles along and drops. Question is, who falls the farthest? You get my drift? If you're a sinner, folks, you're a sinner. All sins are equal before God. I know that doesn't make sense to us, and we'd like to be able to measure them and say, well, I'm better than that sinner, or that person is worse than that person. But before God, if you've broken one, it's like you've broken all the laws of God. Sinners are sinners, and so we're all equally sinners before God. But the good news is we're all equally covered with the white robes through Christ. Every sinner that ever lived, ever will live, is covered by the blood of the Lamb. That's right. Christ died for all, not just for some, not just for some who are lesser sinners like we might like to think we are. Christ died for all sinners. His blood covers all sins. His bleach whitens the worst of sinners, a Hitler as well as a Mother Teresa. And so, as we think about All Saints Day, who are the saints? Us. You and me and all those loved ones we think of on All Saints Day who have passed before. I don't know who you think of, but I think about my parents who have gone on. My wife's parents, very close. We think about friends. Pastor Larry just mentioned the tragic situation of Tennille Holroyd, died seemingly before her time. All those who have gone are connected with us through Christ. We happen to still be kicking around here on this earth for a while, capable of other sins. They in glory shine, as the hymn puts it. But as long as God makes us living saints, covered through Christ, he gives us the opportunity to share his love. And that means, first of all, showing Christ's love by admitting that we're sinners, that we are no better than other people who may say, well, you know, you belong to that church, so you think you're so high and mighty and religious or spiritual. have to say, no, I'm just like you. I'm broken, I'm weak, I have my failures, but I live with some good news, and that is that God loves me in spite of my sins, loves me so much that he bleaches out all of the weakness and the evil and the sickness that sticks to me right now. And he loves you just as much. And a lot of times we need to show that love without even saying that theological stuff. We just need to show his love to other people. And so we are the saints who have the chance yet to touch others and welcome them into sainthood, to let them know that Christ died for them and that he wants them to be with him in his heavenly kingdom. And as we remember, we look forward to being with those saints who have gone to glory. We will all be together celebrating and rejoicing forever with our Lord. As we think of All Saints Day, may God bless your life with that hope, with that glorious vision, and with that commitment to showing his love till all the saints be gathered in on that final day. Amen.